this particular part of a devotional that I read, it's the emotionally healthy relationship devotional. I have this one message tabbed, and I go back and read it every week because it's had such an impact in my life, and I wanted to share it with you. And it starts out with the Gospel of John in chapter 9, verse 18 through 23. It's when the Jewish leaders were arguing with the young man who Jesus healed. He was blind from birth, and Jesus healed him on the Sabbath. And they, of course, were furious that he had healed this young man on the Sabbath. So it starts out in verse 18, and it says, the Jewish leaders still refused to believe the man had been blind and could now see. So they called him to his parents. They asked them, is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he now see? His parents replied, we know this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. Ask him, he's old enough to speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had announced that anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. That's why they said, he is old enough, ask him. Now, the son tells the truth fearlessly. He's happy about the fact that he can see. He was blind from birth. He didn't even know what the world looked like. So, of course, he was going to run around and tell everybody. But his parents were afraid of the religious leaders. And why? Because to be removed from the synagogue was to become a non-person in Jewish society. And they did not want that to happen. They would rather stay in that bondage than to follow Jesus. So that was their problem, and they chose that, they made that choice to stay in that bondage. And we, when we're not the same person on the inside as we appear to be on the outside, there are painful consequences to that. We lose touch with our souls and disappear into the roles that we play. And we all have roles that we play, especially in the church. We come in with our Christian face on and we're all smiling and we say, you know, everybody says, hey, how are you? It's good to see you. Or how are you doing? Oh, wonderful. Praise God. Everything's great. Then we sense that something is missing in our lives and we search the world for it, not understanding that what is missing is us. We choose to project and protect an idealized image. We all do it. I don't think there's anybody that can say they don't. Our authenticity and projections make real relationships impossible, leading to loneliness. And I can attest to that. Our contributions to the world, especially through the work we do, they're tainted by duplicity. We say one thing and do another, or we feel one way and we act another, because we're pretending to be someone that we're not. The divided life is a wounded life, and the soul keeps calling us to heal the wound. Ignore that call, and we find ourselves trying to numb our pain with an anesthetic of choice, be it substance abuse, overwork, consumerism, or mindless media noise. I've done all of it, especially before I was saved. I can tell you that. So such anesthetics are easy to come by in society because they want to keep us divided and unaware of our pain. But there can be no greater suffering than living a lifelong lie. Have you found yourself asking yourself, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? This is the thing that's wrong with all of us. We haven't gotten alone with God and sat down and got quiet enough to figure out, who did God create me to be? What am I supposed to do in this world? It's not about what does everybody else want us to do. It's about what does he want us to do. And we people please. We drop our plans and go do what everybody else wants us to do because we want to be liked. We compromise our morals to fit in. I did that before I was saved. And I thought I was okay because that's what everybody else did. I was pregnant when I got married. What does that tell you? I thought, oh, that's okay. Everybody else is doing that. And I had two children by the time I was 23. That marriage ended in divorce because neither one of us figured out who we were personally. And that, my first husband was an alcoholic. He didn't know who he was or what he wanted, so he went out and did the very thing that this message is talking about. And then I married my second husband, and we were married for almost 39 years. Our marriage was really good for the first 5 years. I mean, I could say that we really had a good relationship. And then in that year, in that fifth year of marriage, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then everything went south. I think it's because of the spiritual, because I was in the light and he was in the dark, and he didn't want any part of that. So I still went to church. I was running after God with everything that I had in me. But we fell into that old pattern of work every day, church, baseball, high school, all of the sports that the kids were in, working in the concession stand, all that. Too busy to slow down enough to really connect. And so my husband started using alcohol to cope with his stress. And over the years, it escalated into chronic alcoholism and eventually his death. That was the saddest thing of all because he never in his entire life knew who he was. He was a brilliant man. He had so much to offer to people. He had a great personality, but alcohol stole all of that from him. But I have to say that my foundation in Jesus kept me strong through it all. I know I'm forgiven. I'm loved completely and unconditionally by my Father and by Jesus. Get alone with the Lord and ask him to help you to get real with yourself. This may take some time for the transformation to take place. You have to want it bad enough. You have to want to get whole enough for it to actually happen. Then be present in the real you when you interact with other people. Connect with them. Really listen to what they have to say. Don't be thinking about what you have to say next because you want to look like whoever you expect them to think you should look like. That isn't what we're here for. People recognize authenticity when they see it. And when we do this, when we become the real person that Jesus has called us to be, then he can work through us easily. He's the one that speaks those words that we never expected to say. He's the one that heals the person with the approach that we have for them. It makes us approachable, and it helps Jesus to shine through everything that we do.